witches!
Hi, hello, and welcome to A Court of Witches. Whether you're into witches, books, or some other random shit, we've got something for you. Find us on your favorite podcast streaming service every Saturday for a new episode.
Connect with us on social media for news and upcoming episodes. For all business inquiries, please email us at acourtofwitches@gmail.com.
See you at The Court of Witches.
Hey, witches!
Hi, hello, and welcome back.
It's another astrology episode. Our Zodiac series. What do we call it? Zodiac series, right?
Zodiac.
So we're doing Pisces tonight. I don't know. Just Pisces. Technically, it's the last sign of the Zodiac.
See, and I went like this with my Cheeto fingers, and I was like, oh. mistakes were fucking made. I'm hungry. I'm eating my grill dinner. Okay. I've read Aquarius was actually the last of the lake houses.
I don't know. Astrology.com says that Pisces is the 12th sign of the zodiac and the final sign of the zodiacal cycle.
Never mind. Why don't we follow that instead of the like the actual year?
Because we're stupid. Why don't we have 13 months?
Yo, yes, 13 months. Every day could be like, what was it, 28 days?
Yes, it makes so much more fucking sense.
And you don't have to say the rhyme. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November.
Or do this.
Yep, nope.
But yeah, anyway, Pisces, super emotional, led by their feelings type of sign. I think about the Pisces that there are the people in my life that I know are Pisces, and there's only one that I can think of like off the top of my head. And this person was very guarded with their emotions, but once they got to know you or got close to you, then they were like a very emotional person. It was Kenny. You know Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sense. Super guarded and like kept his feelings close to his chest. But then like once you got closer to him and got to know him, he started like he was a very like he had lots of feelings. Like it was a lot very passionate, like emotional like person and led him, by his like, feelings.
Like when you first start talking to him, he was very like closed off, like very professional.
And yeah.
You wouldn't think that he was a student the year prior.
Right.
You would just think that he was just like any old adult kind of thing. And then all of a sudden he starts talking and then he starts like playing around with the kids. And then you're like.
He starts to open up a little bit. Realize.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, what a good guy.
Yeah, he actually still works with children. He works at a preschool or at a daycare now. So he found his calling early in life and still doing it. And I love that for him. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So the symbol of Pisces is the two fishes.
I don't have anything else.
Emily and her Cheeto fingers. The dates for Pisces are February 19th through March 20th.
My cousin's a Pisces.
The symbol is the fishes. It's a water sign. Its ruling planet is Jupiter. It is in the 12th house, or it is the 12th house. Yeah. The mantra for Pisces is, I believe. Their body part is the feet and the liver, which we'll probably talk more about here in a little bit. Colors are purple and white. And their tarot card is the moon.
Jealous.
Right? The constellation, what?
Wasn't Aquarius the Fool?
I don't remember. You did the research for that one.
Literally comes out real soon when we're recording this.
I don't remember. We recorded it like over a month ago. Mm-hmm. So, see, anywho.
That's the problem with like recording some of these things ahead.
Ahead of time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the constellation of Pisces is got a lot of history. It was associated with Poseidon or Neptune, depending on which, whether you're Roman or Greek. It was associated with Christ, with Vishnu, and with Inanna.
Christ?
Yep. Christ.
Christ.
God. Pisces is the Latin word for fish. And in Greek mythology, this constellation represents the koi fish that saved Aphrodite and her son Eros from the sea monster Typhon. And the two fish were placed in the heavens as a reward to shine for all eternity.
Woo. So,
there's that.
Way to go.
The Pisces season is late winter, obviously. This is a time of the year when the winter chill is beginning to yield to the oncoming warmth of spring, or it was before global warming, because I feel like that's happening now in Indiana. It was 55 degrees outside today. It's like the season of growth and renewal is coming to the, back to the world, yada, 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 yada. It is a water sign. They're fluid, adaptive, but also tangible. I don't know. It just without. So it says, without water, nothing else would stick together. So water, like if you have dirt. Dirt's a bunch of little pieces, and then you add water to it, and it sticks together into, like, mud.
It feels like a or very sand. Emotional answer to this. Did a Pisces write this?
I don't know. Probably. Pisces are creative. They have intuition, imagination, and strong interrelational talents, which all are akin to them being a water sign, because water connect is like a connecting element.
You can't live without water.
I keep yawning, so I apologize. I also apologize because I pulled an Emily on this one. My computer was not working last night. It was pissing me off. This website would not load on my computer. It would load on my iPad, but not my computer. So I could not do my notes the way that I usually do. So I am reading straight from the website, which is why I keep pausing for long periods of time, because I am deciding what to filter out and what to say.
Welcome to my chaotic life. I at least read it beforehand.
I read it, but I didn't like memorize what I wanted to say.
You will never again do this.
No, I won't. This is pissing me off.
The Ravenclaw in you is just raging.
I am. So the 12th house, which is where Pisces is the house of isolation, confinement, and retreat, which aligns with Pisces' deep reflective personality traits. And it also aligns with them kind of holding back their emotions or not showing their emotions, even though they feel their emotions big. Pisces personality traits are derived from the feminine or yin qualities, making it more oriented towards contemplation and like engaging with your inner self. It's really interesting to me that that is considered a feminine quality. because what? Like, I don't know. The gender binary fucks with me quite often. It makes no sense. But both, like, those things happen, like, those qualities of contemplation and inner awareness are, even though they're feminine qualities, they're in Pisces, whether they're men or women. People with Pisces as their rising sun or moon sign are very intuitive, and mystical. Like, they're very in tune with themselves.
Must be nice.
Yeah, right. Pisces' strengths are, as one would guess, based on what we've talked about already, them being tender, sympathetic, and receptive. They're naturally compassionate and empathic. They tend to be artists or, like, musicians, poets.
Do they that thrive kind in other, of? Do they thrive in other? Does it say that they can thrive in anything? But this is what they tend to be. Because my Pisces cousin is a pilot.
It does not. It just says that they offer spiritual and artistic gifts to the world. These are your poets, musicians, painters, and intuitive counselors in the communities. Doesn't mean they have to be those things, but which it's interesting because Pisces is my moon sign. So that I can definitely vibe with that. I'm very empathic, I feel. Like, I always take on other people's feelings. And
I wonder if I have Pisces.
I do. But with Jupiter's influence, Pisces can often be counted on to offer help and healing support to anyone who is in need, and sometimes will give more of themselves than they should because they are idealistic and imaginative, and they tend to keep a bit of their innocence or, like, wonder, like, their childlike wonder throughout their whole lives, and can be kind of naive. They're easily taken advantage of. When it comes to love, Pisces fall hard, fast, and completely. They give all of themselves in their relationships. Mediums or psychics are often Pisces because they have a connection to the other side. I don't know.
It's probably their childlike.
Yeah. An openness to, like, that. Mm-hmm. Have I told you about the ghost at the yeah. center that I got? Literally, I was telling Brittany the other day, I'll be there. Well, it happens all day long. But we have cameras all over the fucking place, right? So all day long, I'll hear footsteps walking up and down the hallway. And I'll look up at the cameras and there's nobody in the hallway right outside my office. And it'll happen, like, after everyone else is gone. I'll hear the footsteps and I'm like, could you not? And, like, one day I shut the door because I had a meeting and I was trying to focus. And so I shut the door because the footsteps were driving me nuts. And then the footsteps started in my office and I was like, message received. So it's kind of wild, but anyway,
just step out in the hallway. Okay. I have a meeting. If you want to walk, that's fine. Just please keep this area clean.
Yeah. Could you, like, walk down the other hallway for a little bit? I don't know. Okay. But yeah, anyway, so it's also very interesting to me that I'm receptive to that. And I also have the Pisces moon. So it's interesting to learn about my moon sign. So detailed. Pisces often like solitude to recharge and to think. So they need that time alone and away from people to function.
Sounds about like you.
And often Pisces, depending on the either religion or ideology or faith or belief or whatever, because it is the 12th and final sign of the zodiac, Pisces are often thought to be an old soul who may be living their last incarnation. So if that's your jam, sometimes Pisces, doesn't say always, it just says that often that seems to be the case. Weaknesses, because they are so emotional, they take things personal and internalize a lot of things. They also struggle to take their passions and turn those into livelihoods. So because a lot of them are artists, poets, whatever, it makes it hard for them to pursue those things in any kind of functional way. They're easily sidetracked. And need to remember to be mindful and respectful of others' time. Also, the fact that they are so selfless and self-sacrificing, sometimes in relationships, that can make them be too needy or vulnerable, and they often end up codependent in codependent relationships. So they have to recognize and realize if people are taking advantage of them to not allow that to happen. So their mantra is, I believe. They find purpose by exploring the unknown, being of service, and in unique creative expression. Because they're the 12th house and they're often thought to be like on their last incarnation, or and what this says is, with one foot in this world and one foot in the next, Pisces seeks to bridge the realm of the spiritual with everyday mundane realities. So they're kind of, everything is sacred. Like, life is sacred, but so is death. Pisces at work. Their, you know, nature makes them suited for jobs where they can heal, support, or be creative. It could take form in many professions, but will likely not be found in jobs that are high-paced, risky, or stressful. Are you sure your cousin's a Pisces?
Well, his birthday is February 27th.
Well, I guess so then.
What was the date for it again?
February. I don't know. It just stopped loading. So I don't know. I don't remember.
I got you.
I want to say it was February 19th. But
I was going to say maybe he's a cuss baby, but
Routine and structure don't come natural to them. So getting what the fuck just happened? Sorry, my website just reloaded and moved, so it's not in the same spot that it was. They're not good at schedule and like time management and things like that, but that doesn't mean that they're not productive. They just need help sometimes with that like scheduling thing. They're not great at conventional jobs, and sometimes they will even like just create new professions for themselves that didn't exist before. So I don't know how to explain that, but it's a thing. Let's see.
You know, if they're able to make it work.
A lot of times they are, you'll find them in therapists and counselors, social workers, working with trauma and addiction. You can also find them a lot in leadership roles within religious communities, because they do have that interest in spirituality and that kind of thing.
Makes me want to go see how many Pisces are in the religious like leadership roles, including cults.
Right. Well, and it says that too. It says like, sometimes they'll go outside of society's norm to practice their spiritual devotion. So you might find them in alternative belief systems. Their compatibility. Pisces being a water sign, sensitive and private, will find fire signs the most challenging to relate to. Fire signs have a directness and intensity that Pisces is not going to relate to very well.
They're like
opposite. Air signs, are at first a good match, but them being talkative and like a lot of energy is not going to be someone that a Pisces can fully relax with.
No wonder my cousin doesn't like hanging out with me. Just kidding.
It says Aquarius is dry and aloof, while Pisces is sensitive and sentimental, so they speak very different love languages. It may not be a satisfying match long term. I mean, obviously that's your cousin, so it's not a match period, but like, you know what I mean?
Friendship.
Why the fuck does it keep doing that? Sorry. My iPad is being weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's why. Damn Apple products. As I sit here on my Apple phone, thinking about my book on my Apple product.
Okay. Air signs. Oh my gosh.
Never again will Brandy do this.
No, I will not. Water signs are a great match. Water signs are a great match for Pisces because they are a water sign. They speak a similar soul language and share creative and psychic, creative and intuitive current. Earth signs bring a complementary and elemental affinity to a relationship with Pisces, since earth signs are practical and structured, and water is very emotional. So the earth sign can kind of ground the water sign and make them a little more practical. For Pisces, for health, Pisces being a water sign associates them with the phlegmatic temperament, which is cold and moist, which means gross. It's connected to moisture and fats in the body and the production of phlegm, which lubricates tissues and protects from infection. However, they can also, they tend to have issues with overproduced phlegm. So like sinus issues and that kind of thing.
I don't got no Pisces in my houses here.
But I do. And I have asthma and I constantly have sinus infections and.
That's what I'm saying. Watch, I get like,
but I do have Pisces in my house.
See, I do somebody professional, like get my house, like not my houses, but like my chart read. And then they're going to be like, hey, here's all the houses in your thing. And I want to be like, it's not what this told me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They can have a lot of water retention. And, like, basically reading over this, like, do a cleanse. If you're a Pisces, every once in a while, just go on a cleanse. Because it says you can, their tissues can become boggy, lax, and clogged with toxic substances and emotions, building up too much and not being adequately cleaned out. So do a mental and or emotional and physical cleanse every once in a while, Pisces out there, okay? Okay?
You know what? Maybe just do it once a month just to make sure.
Yeah, just do a cleanse. It could be gassy.
Need a little more, that's fine.
Yeah, just get yourself, yeah. So as we know from previous episodes, in classical astrological medicine, the entire zodiac was mapped out on the human body, Pisces ruling over the feet and internally the liver and lymphatic system. Their feet are going to be extra sensitive. And their feet may be vulnerable to cold, joint pain, and disorders like arthritis and gout. The liver, being a Jupiter's organ, needs extra care as well. Because bitter foods and herbs will stimulate their digestion and help the liver cleanse their blood of those toxins and hormonal byproducts that are just chilling in their muscles. I'm grossing Emily out.
I'm just really concerned about this.
They're prone to catching colds and viruses, and they tend to take on the depression and frustrations of those in their lives. Hey, pick me. My Pisces moon does that. It does that. I take on other people. Sometimes even reading a book, like if I get too emotionally invested in a character, more so on TV than in books, because I'm able to separate myself from books a little bit easier. But for example, two very good examples of shows that I started watching and did not finish. This Is Us, the character of Kate. I emotionally identified with her relationship with her mom way too much and had to stop watching the show because I was noticeably depressed because of watching that show. And then also 13 Reasons Why. I watched the first two seasons and then couldn't finish watching it because I just couldn't.
I do the same thing, but with books. I think because I'm imagining my own world.
Yeah.
A world that I want to imagine. I think that's because I get lost in that. It's not necessarily a world that I want that I'm creating, but it's a world that I'm imagining.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't do it with books. I don't do it with books. I don't know why. But TV shows, it happens often. And I don't know.
I think because...
But also...
I can't.
Like, I don't read books. Like, I read fantasy books. Like, so I read stuff that I think my brain knows, like, can't happen. So...
My brain knows it can't happen. That's why I get so sucked into it.
Well, yeah.
And I get sad.
But, I would never read, like, if there was a book like This Is Us, I would never read it. And there is a book of 13 Reasons Why, and I would never read it because I already know. So, I don't know, maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Moving on. Lemon balm is Pisces' herbal ally. Wood betony is also good for Pisces. My thing just stopped loading again. So that's fun. Okay. Shit, what the fuck just happened? Pisces tarot card. Good lord. It's number 18, the moon. It is a mysterious nocturnal realm. The moon card depicts the world, of the Pisces archetype, which appears when we are feeling overwhelmed with emotions and are confused about what choice to make next. This card warns of the illusory quality of dreams, delusion, and ideals that can cloud our clarity at the moment, but also reminds us that when we are lost in a storm of feeling, we need to reconnect with our core and our authentic nature to navigate through an alternate reality. The Moon card is all about internal reflection and looking inward. And my iPad is not loading again. There we go. Pisces as a rising sign, which means that it was on the eastern horizon at the time of your birth. As a Pisces rising, you would be ruled by water, and your ruling planet is Neptune, the planet of intuition, spirituality, dreams, and illusions. So, oh, and then Pisces celebrities. If my fucking iPad will load. What the hell is happening right now? Okay. I've got quite a list. I did not write down all of the celebrities that were on this list. There were a few that I was like, who the fuck is that? And then I looked them up and I was like, who the fuck is that? So there were some, like, I didn't write them all down. There are obviously more Pisces celebrities than just this list, because I think I only wrote down like 20 people. But I'm going to run through them real quick. Olivia Rodrigo, which if you've ever listened to any of her fucking music, makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Rihanna. Bad Bunny.
Bitch better get my money.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Elliot Page.
Oh.
Millie Bobby Brown.
I can see that.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Ooh.
Drew Barrymore. That one was exciting for me. Sophie Turner, who I would love to see play Nesta.
Really? I see her as an Amarantha.
Yeah, I could see that too.
I see her as like a Nesta. I could see her as a Nesta. But like, I just feel like she never gets to play the bad bitch characters. I mean, yeah. She played the bad bitch character in Nesta, but I feel like Sophie Turner could fucking rule Amarantha.
Yeah. I could see that too. But the more that I like learn about her and the more I see her, the more I could see her as Nesta. I don't know. Simone Biles. Trevor Noah. Camila Cabello, or however the fuck you say her name.
You said it right. I think.
Emily Blunt.
Ooh, I love her. Crunt.
Right? Eva Longoria. Carrie Underwood. Jamila Jamil, who I fucking love. I don't know why. I just love her. She's hilarious. She's
so good in The Good Place or The Bad Place.
Like, yes. Yeah, it's
The Good Place.
Yeah, it's The Good Place.
But it's The Bad Place.
And I love that. What is her name in that show?
Kristen Bell? Oh,
are you talking about like Jamila Jamil? Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Her name in the show is the same way her name is in real life. Like, her name is Jamila Jamil, and her name in the show is something like that. Like, it's the same name twice. Anyway, Will I Am, Catherine O'Hara, fucking queen, Rashida Jones, Rebel Wilson, Kesha, Queen Latifah, and Jordan Peele. Those are all Pisces. Are you laughing because you can hear my cat dying in the hallway?
No, I can't hear it. Cat.
He's literally, it's 8:32. He gets fed at 8:30 usually. It is 8:32, and I'm guessing Brittany was putting together a bookshelf when I came in here. I'm guessing she hasn't fed him yet. So he's out there screaming bloody murder because he hasn't been fed. It's 2 minutes late. How fucking dare we?
That's a Pisces.
Oh my God. He's fucking ridiculous. I don't know what he is because he was a rescue, so I don't know when his birthday is.
Actually, I think, what is it? We record this at the 1st of February. poor Will, all his kids, and his girlfriend are Aquarius. The Jameela Jamil, her character is Tahani Al-Jamil.
That's what it is. Her last name in the show is like her name in in real life.
Tahani is her name.
Anyway, I love her.
Yeah.
It's unrelated, though. So.
Will's been having me watch.
That's all I got.
So, like, I just have Doctor Who names in my head right now. Nothing else.
Got you.
But anyways. Thanks for watching, and until next time.
Bye!